You may have spotted some aliens in your social media feed with a very literal-minded approach to everyday life. Today's post for the webcomic series Strange Planet involves a couple of common Earthbound scenarios, and one of them two beings talk about hating exercise. Except we never see the word exercise because the characters are aliens, and they don't know the Earthling names for things. How was your strenuous activity? One asks the other. I despised it, is the answer. Fortunately, I was prepared. How so? I expected to despise it. Foresight, the other one concludes. Nathan Pyle launched the Strange Planet series of beings doing lots of Earth stuff early in 2019. It grew fast in popularity with more than 5.5 million followers to date. Nathan's newest book based on the series is out today. It's called Stranger Planet. Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, Nathan, I took a stab at conveying a comic strip in audio form. Never the best way to present it. But can you tell people a little bit about, who maybe haven't seen Strange Planet, a little bit about what you're doing and what they see?
You did a wonderful job creating the comic in everyone's mind. Strange Planet is about a strangely familiar planet somewhere in the galaxy and somewhere in the universe. There are all these beings who seem pretty familiar. They drink jitter liquid in the morning, and then they drink mild poison at night. And they try to figure out why they exist and try to find meaning in their lives through their many exploits and many adventures. And it's been fun. I've been creating this for 15 months or so. My wife and I started it, as you said, last year. And it's been a ride. We have 5 million people following now, and about half of them are from outside the United States. So we've learned a lot. We've had a lot of great discussions about human behavior in the midst of all this.
And I think I made a mistake. I called your characters aliens, and I think you actually call them beings. Why is that?
I always refer to the characters as beings because we're just getting a glimpse of them on their home planet. This is where they live. They'll see themselves as aliens. And I think it's one of the most useful aspects of Strange Planet that we would be pretty strange if someone were to observe us from the outside. And that's all that's really happening in Strange Planet. We're observing another species from the outside, and we get a chance to see how quirky and yet lovable they are.
Well, and that's kind of the main theme of the strip, too, is that we take the things that we human beings do all the time without thinking about it and looking at it with these beings who look different than us. I know it's a weird wrinkle. Why do we want to drink a bitter liquid in the morning, like you said, and then either a big glass of mild poison or a small glass of a slightly stronger poison, as you say in one of your strips, at night? Just, I don't know, it's a different look at our daily weird routines.
Well, it ultimately is a celebration of humans. We care a lot about each other. And I think it's part of why it's been successful is it's positive towards humans. We really do. We do absurd things like we make each other blow out candles on birthdays, but we do that to make sure that another person knows that we're glad they're still here, that they survived, and we want to honor them for making it another revolution around the star. And that's it's really fun when you realize, there's so many of us out there who have come to similar conclusions. When I did one about April Fool's Day, I learned that in France, they call it Les Poissons d'Avril, and essentially it's April Fish. And they kind of draw paper fish and they put it on each other's back is what my French readers were telling me. But it's just funny that humans all over the world came to this conclusion that it really is fun to lie to each other just one day a year. And they have to be a certain kind of lie. They can't be a consequential lie. But then the rest of the year, we try to tell the truth, and we say truth is more important. But for one day a year, it's fun to deceive each other. So they have an annual deception day on Strange Planet, and it's all meant to be fun. And as you said, there are choices. You don't have to drink the mild poison. You can drink a little bit of the stronger poison. But there's always choices to be made on Strange Planet. That's part of what makes every day so interesting.
We're talking to Nathan Pyle, creator of the Strange Planet webcomic series. A new book is out today, Stranger Planet. What was some of the original inspiration here, Nathan? I understand it had something to do with you getting married.
That's correct. My wife and I married in December of 2018. So February of 2019, we were cleaning up for a party in our small Manhattan apartment, and we could not fit all of our appliances on the kitchen counter. We wanted it to look nice, so we hid our toaster in the closet, which doesn't sound that strange if you you've been in a small apartment. You know, we all put our kitchen stuff in the closet if you're in a small apartment. But hiding all of our possessions so that our friends would think you know, that we cleaned up is one of the first inspirations for Strange Planet. That you know, these beings in the strip, they said that they did own things, but they've hidden them. And that's part of what we try to communicate to our friends when they come over, that we usually would show you all of our possessions, but in this case, we wanted to show you how clean our home can look. But, you know, when I did the next one, it was about birthdays, and then I did another one about star damage. And that's as someone who gets actually pretty burnt in the sun. I really do look like I'm damaged when I go out into the sun. And it's just part of the human experience that we so often we'll talk about how good it feels to go out in the sun and get exposed to it a little bit and get damaged even. But that's part of our joy, that we have these cycles every year where we get to get star damage.
You mentioned you've got people following you from around the world, and you've learned about similar customs around the world. But what kind of response do you hear from people? How have they connected with the observations you make in your comic strip?
So often I hear that people are sending them to each other, their friends, even their parents or their children. One of the best parts of this is just that, you know, their entire families who send me notes and say, we've renamed everything in our home. We have new names for everything. And I think that's part of the joy of it. It's really a celebration of behavior on one hand, but also language. We have such interesting ways to create nuance when we call one beverage this, but another beverage we have a different name for it. And ultimately, they might be very similar beverages, but we create meaning with language. And I think that's one of the most fun parts of this, that I as a person who speaks English only, I have yet to learn another language. But so many of my readers from around the world, they tell me that sometimes I'll name something in English, something that's much closer to what they use in their language. So I'm actually not reinventing anything. I'm just creating a slightly different version of English here.
Well, we've got a couple favorite lines from our staff here. Technical director Sarah Hopeful says her favorite Strange Planet quote is one you just mentioned, I crave star damage, i.e. a suntan. And executive producer Judith Sears, Poisson, and we do celebrate Poisson d'Avril here at Central Time. Her favorite is respect the death blades, meaning watch out for the cat's claws. Do you get a lot of people saying, yeah, this is my favorite Strange Planet line?
Yeah, because we made over 400. My wife and I have made over 400 comics now, and it's so wonderful to hear that kind of feedback that someone enjoys one particular line. And you know, I just did the Deathblades comic a couple weeks ago, so it's been so fun, especially to see on Facebook more than any other platform. They will post pictures of their own vibrating creatures or their yelling creatures, all the different ways that we talk about dogs and cats on Strange Planet. And I get to see all the photos of the animals that are companions to all the beings who read Strange Planet. It's been really fun. So thank you to your colleagues for sending those in.
Now, this is spread on the internet, and this is like one of those upsides of the internet, because I'm trying to think of how you would pitch your comic strip to like a newspaper syndicate. It might have been a hard sell. there's these beings, and they say things in a weird way, and you really kind of have to see it to get it, and then it kind of spreads. People have spread it for you in a lot of ways.
What you're saying is true, that I'm fortunate to come along at the time I did, where I learned a lot about creating comics on the internet, but with Strange Planet, I found that the buy-in, as you say, it really is necessary for someone to start to read a few, and then, you know, you get a sense of what Strange Planet is about, and then you really start to enjoy it. And I think that's part of what the engagement is, especially on Strange Planet. There's so many people who come up with their own fun anecdotes in the comment section where they're describing their own life in a way that might make sense on Strange Planet. And that's just so gratifying for us. We love to see the interaction. And again, that's something you wouldn't get in the traditional, you know, printed comics. We get to see all the interaction, and that's been really fun.
I know you're interested more generally in creativity and storytelling, and Strange Planet is one of your outlets for that. How would you encourage people to, especially maybe while they're, you know, a little slow to get out and do stuff these days, to start to harness their own creativity and their own outlet for storytelling?
I have been posting videos in the past few months, especially instructionals on how to draw, because one of the basic concepts any artist will tell you is that if you can draw the alphabet, you already know how to draw the shapes that you need to draw infinite number of creatures, infinite number of imaginary objects. But I have this one example where if you can write the word glitter, you can draw a dog. And so you take all the letters from the word glitter, and then you rearrange them to draw a dog. And what's really wonderful about that is it gives people a chance to realize, you know, the way I draw letters is unique. So the glitter dog that I end up drawing is also unique. And that's how, you know, narratives can be created. Your own spin on an old story is going to be unique. And that's part of what I try to describe to people in one of my books, 99 Stories I Could Tell. I tell people, you know, you have to describe something to your kids, and you can do it in a unique way. Makes me think of the movie Big Fish. I don't know if you've seen that, but I love the way there's a unique story to be told every day, and you can create and embellish some unique elements to it. And so that's what I do. I tell people, start by drawing. Start by trying to figure out what's one thing that you can draw, and then talk about why you are succeeding or failing at that drawing. That is in itself a story, and you don't even have to leave your house to do that.
Nathan, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been so fun, Rob. Thank you.
That's author Nathan Pyle. We talked to him about his new book out today, Stranger Planet. You can follow him on the internet. His comic strip, his webcomic, is called Strange Planet.